Shalom aleichem rabbosai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parashas Metzora, Hilchos Tzoras Habayis, by the Aliyah of Revi, or Shishi, when Tzri and Metzora are connected, Perek Yudalid, Posuk Lamed Dalid. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe ve'el Aharon le'mor. The literal translation of the pasuk would be that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon to tell over to Am Yisrael. But Rashi above in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, told us that what it means is that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon to tell Bnei Yisrael. Ki savoyu el eretz kena'an asher ani noisein lochem la'achuzo. When you will come to Eretz Canaan, the land that I am giving you as an inheritance, and I will place a nega tzoras in one of the houses of your inheritance. Says Rashi, v'nosati nega tzoras. The pasuk does not say nega tzoras ki sihiye babois, as it says by nige odom at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, nega tzoras ki sihiye beodom. Rather, Venosati Negatzoras sounds like it's good news. Says Rashi, yes. Besoiro Hilohem Shanagoim Boim Aleim. Sometimes it indeed is good news. Why? Lefishe Tmino Amoirim Atmonio Shal Zov Bekiro Isbotayim Kol Arboim Shono Sho Yisroel Bamidbo. All the 40 years that Am Yisroel was in the desert, which, by the way, that gzera of 40 years in the desert did not happen yet. That's only going to happen with the Chet HaMeraglim in Parsha Shlach. But that will end up happening. So all those 40 years, the Goyim, the Emoyrim, would hide their gold inside the walls of the houses. And when Am Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael, they'll never know about that gold hidden in the walls of the houses. But as we'll see, in certain cases, you'll have to break the house, you'll have to break the wall, and then you're going to find the gold in the walls. So indeed, a nega tzoras on a house could sometimes be good news. Posuk lamed he yuvo asher lo yhabayis v'yigid lakoyhein leimor kenega niroli baboyis. And the house owner should come to the kohen and tell him, it seems to me that there may be something that looks like a nega in my house. And what about a person who learned Parshas Metzora, learned Masech Tenegoim, and learned Rambam Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, and he knows for a fact that this is indeed a nega? Could he simply say to the Kohen, there's a nega in my house? Says Rashi, no. Ki nega nireli babois. It seems to me that there may be something that looks like a nega. Sheafilu hu chochom v'yodeya shehu nega vaday. Even if it's Talmud Chochom, he knows for sure this is a nega. He shouldn't say clearly that I have a nega. Rather, elo ki nega niroli. And why is that? Because if he would say it for certain, that will be a lack of derech eretz. You're calling over the koyen, he's meant to paskin the shaila, and you're telling him, I know that it's a nega. It's not derech eretz. Posuk lamed vov v'tzivu akoyhein ufinu es habayis. Before the Kohen comes, the Kohen should command and they should remove everything in the house, empty out the house before the Kohen comes to see the nega. Because once the Kohen comes and he says, this house is Tomei, everything in the house in Abayis HaManuga also becomes Tomei. Why should we have to throw away all these tummy items? Or the items that are not fixable? Items that cannot become tohor in a mikvah. For instance, a klicheres. And only then, after they finish emptying out the house, then the kohen should come see the house and paskin if it's a nega or not. Says Rashi, b'terem yovoy ha-kohen, shekos man shein kohen nizka kloy. So long as the kohen doesn't paskin what the din is, ain shem tiras tumo. There's no tumah over there, because as Rashi told us at the beginning of Parashat Tazria, only the Kohen couldn't paskin Tomei or Tohor. So even if it, in the Metzias it is a nega, it's not Tomei until the Kohen says Tomei. If you don't empty out the house, he may say, this is a nega, you got to lock up the house. Everything will become tome. What is the Torah having pity on that it shouldn't become tome? Imal kli shetef, items that you could put in a mikvah, for instance, all types of metal or wood or leather. What's the problem? Yet bilevi taru, put them in a mikvah, they'll be tar. Maybe inconvenient to be table everything in the house, but nevertheless, it's not a complete hefsid. Every person has days that he's tomei. He's got to eat then also. So eat toichlan mashkin when you're tomei. There's no loss over there. The main concern over here is the klicheres that cannot become tohor. That's what you should empty out of the house. It should be pointed out that Rashi is quoting the opinion of Rab Meir in the Mishnah and Masechet Negoyim Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey. But Rab Yehuda over there argues, and he says there's a din that you have to empty out the whole house, which are not mekabel tumah at all. The Torah says, ufinu es habois, you got to empty out the whole house. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Dalid, Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda. Posuk Lamed Zayin, Vero es hanega, Veinei hanega, Bekirois habayis, Shekaaruroiz, Irak, Rakois, Oy, Adam Damois, Umareihen, Shofol, Min Hakir. And the Kohen takes a look at the nega, and the nega is on the walls of the house, Shekaaruroiz. It looks as if it's deeper than the rest of the wall. And what are its colors? Irak krakois, very green. Oy adam damois, umarien shofol minakir. It looks, umareihen looks, as if it's deeper than the rest of the wall. Coming to explain shekaaruhois, you shouldn't think that it has to feel deeper. No, umareihen shofol minakir. It's just got to look deeper. What the metzias of this looking deeper is, I don't understand. Because Rashi above in Parshas Tazria, regarding Nige Odom, which is a bright white, told us that something that's a bright white will look deeper if the surrounding is darker. Like sunny spot looks deeper than a shady spot. But over here, it's the reverse. It's a very dark spot. And somehow that also looks deeper than the less dark spots in the wall around it. I don't know the metzias. Says Rashi, shekaaruhois, shekuois bimareihen, as the pasuk itself explains. It doesn't feel deeper, it just looks deeper. Pasuk lamed ches veyotzo akoyhein min habayis, el pesach habayis, vizgires habayis, shivas yomim. And once the Kohen decided that indeed this is a negatzoras, then he has to leave the house first to the entrance of the house. He doesn't want to be metameid while he's in the house, because that would make him tomei. Leave the house, and after, when you left the house, say the house is tomei, and then he's girazabai, shivas yomim. You got to lock up the house for a 7-day period. Pozug lamete, v'shavako yehin bayoyim ha-shuvi'i, v'ero v'inei, poso anega, b'kiro yizaboyis. And the Kohen will return on the 7th day and take a look, and he'll see that the nega spread on the walls of the house. Posuk mem ve'tzivo ha'koyhein v'chiletu es ho'avonim asher bohein ha'noga v'ishlichu es hen el michutz lo'ir el makoyim tomei. The Kohen should command and they should remove the stones upon which the nega is, and they should throw them outside the city to a tomei place, not to a place that you're going to be dealing with taharos. Says Rashi, v'chiletu es ho'avonim ketargumo v'yishalfun. To remove. Yitlu misham. Where do we find the similar word? By the din of chalitza, by a yevomo. Kmoi v'chol tzona aloi, losh nasoro, to remove. El mokom tomei mokom shein taharois mishtam shois shom. Namely, the place doesn't have to be a tomei place. You don't have to take it to a beis hakvoros. You just have to make sure it's not a place that they're going to be dealing with taharois in that area. Why? These stones will be metami the place while they're there. Posuk memale vesabayis yakti ami bayis soviv ושופכו את האופור אשר יקצו אל מחוץ לעיר, אל מקום תומי. And on the inside of the house, you should peel off the paint and the plaster on the stone that are around the nega, that the stone that used to be here that you removed already, and take that paint and plaster and the dirt that was on the wall that you peeled off, el mechutz loir, outside the city, to a mokum tomei, not a mokum toil. Says Rashi Yaktzia, the word means to peel off. Uveloshen mishniyesh halbe, sometimes it means to cut off, to peel off. Mibayis mibifnim, from the inside of the house. Soviv silvus hanega, not the whole house. You don't got to peel the whole house, just around the nega. But to yaskan midrashkein, sheik loif atiach, the plaster, shesviv avne hanega, right around the stones of the nega. Hiktsu loshen kotze. It means edge. Why? Asher kitzu biktsuis hanega, soviv, that you peeled away from the edges of the nega, around the nega. Posuk membeis velokach huavonim achirois vehiviu el tachas huavonim v'oforacher yikach v'toches haboyis, and take other stones and place it in the place of the stones that you took out and replaster the house and paint it. V'im yoshuv anega uforach babayis acharei chileitzes huavonim v'acharei hiktois es habayis v'acharei hitoyach. And although the pasuk doesn't say it, you have to add in. And the kohen comes back a week later, and he comes back and he sees that the nega grew again in the house after you removed the stones of the original nega, and after you peeled around it, and after you replastered the house. Then what do you do? We'll see in the next pasukim. Says Rashi, hiktsois loshen heosois. It was done to it. V'chein hitoyach, it was done to it. Avol chileites ha'avonim is not a loshen, it was done to it, rather, musov ha'loshen elo odom shecholtzon. That's referring directly to the person who removed the stones. V'u mishkal loshen koveid, kemoi kiper dibel. It's a harsher way of saying chileites, as opposed to cholatz. Chileites is mishkal koveid, whatever that means. But the words hiktsois and hitoyach are not referring to the person who is doing it, rather referring to the house that it was done to. And the chileitz is referring to the person doing it. The im yoshuv hanega, the first words of the pasuk, says Rashi, yochil chosar boi bayoim yeitomei. You may have thought that if it returned on the very same day that you removed the old stones and put on new stones, you would think it will become tomei. No. Tamud loy ma, we saw in posuk lamates vishov hakoyen, and in our posuk it says v'im yoshuv. Similar words, shov and yoshuv. We darsh negzira shova. Ma shiva ho amura le'alon b'soiv shavua. Just like in posuk lamates vishov hakoyen is after a week, as it says b'yom hashvi. Av shiva ho amura kan. So too over here it means b'soiv shavua. If he comes a week later, and then the nega comes back. But if the nega were to pop up, pop back right away after you remove the stones and put it back, it would not be tummy right away. Rather, lock up the house for 7 days and see what happens in 7 days from now. Posuk mem daled uvo hakoyhein vera'o v'inei poso hanega baboyis tzora'as mamerezi babayis tomeihu. If we take the posuk literally, it's continuing posuk mem gimel. Posuk Mem Gimel told us if the tzoras came back after you took out the stones and put in new stones, and not only did it come back, the kohen sees it spread. Poso anega babois. This is a tzoras mem eres hi babais. This is a painful tzoras. You know why it's painful? Tomehu, and you're going to have to break the house, as Posuk Mem Hei tells us. Venosatz es habais es avonov es etov. You're going to have to break the house, its stones, its wood, and all the dirt of the house. You're going to have to take all of it to a mokim tomei, and that's it. You just lost your house. Tzoras mam'eres, indeed a painful tzoras. But Rabbi, this is not true, because that would imply that if the tzoras indeed came back, like Posuk Mem Gimel told us, but if it did not spread, then there would be no din of Vinosatz Es Habayis. But Rashi tells us b'shem Chazal that is not true. After Posuk Mem Gimel, if the Tzoras came back right away, you know what you got to do? You got to skip Posuk Mem Dalet, going straight Posuk to Posuk Mem Hey. You got to break the house and all of its stones and wood and dirt and take it outside the Machane, even if it just came back without spreading. So for starters, put Posuk Mem Dalet in brackets. Next, get yourself a piece of paper and write down the following three cases. Let's see a summary outside on our piece of paper, and then we'll fit it into the psukim. Case number one is the case we saw in the psukim already. The Kohen sees a nega, locks it up for a week, comes back a week later, and it grew. What does the pasuk tell us? What do you have to do? V'chin tzues ha'avonim, you got to take out those stones and peel around the paint and the plaster, put in new stones. And then, if the Kohen comes back and he sees that the nega came back, that's pasuk mem gimel, what do you got to do? Posuk mem hei, v'notzatz etz habayis. That's case number one. Now's case number two. What happens if after the Kohen locked it up for the first week, he comes back and nothing changed? What do you do then? The halacha is the Kohen locks it up for a second week. And he comes back at the end of the second week. There's two options. Either it grew or it didn't. Let's talk about a case where it grew. Then what do we have to do? We have to remove the stones and peel around the paint and the plaster, put in new stones, and wait a third week. And then, if it comes back, the same halacha will apply, even without spreading. You have to break down the whole house. And that is what Posuk Mem Dalet is talking about. Uvo ha-koyen ve-ro'o ve-hine poso ha-nega ba-boyis. We're talking about that in the first week, it was Omad Be'enov. It's not written in the Posuk, but that's what it's talking about. And on the second week, it was a Pisyoin. What do you do? The Posuk doesn't say. But do not continue on to Posuk Memehei Vinos Etz Abayis. Don't break the house just because you saw a Pisyoin in the second week. Rather, compare Posuk Mem Dalet to Posuk Lamed Tes. Posuk Lamed Tes starts off with the words Vishov HaKoyen. Posuk Mem Dalet starts off with the words with Ubo HaKoyen. Same concept. The Koyen is coming back. He's returning. In Posuk Lamed Tes, what happened when he returned after the first week and he saw a Pisyoin? What do you do in Posuk Mem Mem Aleph? Take out the stones, peel the plaster off. That's exactly what you do as a result of Posuk Mem Dalet. If it was Omad Bein of the first week and was Poisa on the second week, do the same exact thing. We learn out Veshova Koyen, Ubo HaKoyen. Compare the two. Back to your paper. A third case. What would be the din if it's Omad Be'enov after the first week? And after the second week, it's also Omad Be'enov. Nothing changed. This is going to be the case of Posuk Memches. And the din is identical to case number two. Namely, you got to remove the stones, peel around the nega, and wait another week. If it comes back, break the house. And if not, you're set to go. It's going to be Tohor. So it comes out, in the second two cases I mentioned, that it was Omad Be'enov in the first week, no matter what happens after the second week. Whether it was Poso, whether it was Omad, Poso is the case of Posuk Mem Dalet, Omad is in the case of Posuk Mem Ches, the halacha will be the same no matter what. You're going to have to remove the stones, peel off the paint and plaster, put in new stones, and wait a week and see what happens. If it comes back, even if it doesn't spread, you're going to have to break the house. And if it doesn't come back, move on to the next step and be metaher the bais. And how do I know that is what you do in Posuk Memches? We learn out the words v'im bo yovoi in Posuk Memches from the words ubo hakoyen in Posuk Mem Dalet. Whatever you did in Posuk Mem Dalet, and how did I know what to do over there? Because I learned out ubo hakoyen v'shov hakoyen from Posuk Lamedes. Now Posuk Mem Dalet teaches Posuk Memches. Whatever you did in Posuk Mem Dalet, namely, you remove the stones and peel the plaster and the paint and put a new stone, do the same thing in Posuk Mem Ches, no matter if it was Poso in the second week or it was Omad in the second week. If you got that clear, now we're ready to see the Rashi. Says Rashi, Uba koyen v'ro'o v'hine poso. If you take it literally, it means you may have taken it literally and thought that when we saw in Pasuk Gimel, when the Negah comes back, there's only a din of Vinosats to break the house, only if it was posa, it was spread. But that's not true. How do I know? Because Ne'mal Tzoras Mam Eres Bebatim, V'Ne'mal Tzoras Mam Eres Bebegodim, the same phrase used by both. Malalon, just like by Begodim, at the end of Parshas Tazria we saw, Timi Esachoizer Afal Pisha Inoi Poise, if the Nega comes back to the Beged, after you cut out the Nega, and the Nega comes back, it will be Metama the Beged Afal Pisha Inoi Poise, even if it doesn't spread, Afkan Timi Esachoizer Afal Pisha Inoi Poise, as long as it comes back, even if it doesn't spread, it will be Metama the house, and you'll need to do Vinosats. Im kein matam udloim avinei poso. So what is Pusik Mem Dalet talking about if it's not true? Enfert Rashi ein kan mekoyim shel mikroze. This is not the location of this posuk. Put it in brackets. Rather, what follows Pusik Mem Gimel, Pusik Mem Hei. Ela vinosats etz abayis choyol lichtoiv achar v'im Yoshua nega. V'ro v'inei poso. This posuk of Pusik Mem Dalet in brackets. Where does that belong? Holy Bolilamed, Elon Nega Ha'oimed Be'eina B'Shavua Rishoin. Nothing changed after the first week. Ubobasev Shavua Sheni, Umetsoi Shaposo. The second case on your paper. Shalei Pirish Boyakosuv Lemalo Klum. The Torah never said what to do. Bo'oimed Be'eina B'Shavua Rishoin. It never said what to do if nothing happened after the first week. Vilimedcho kan bepisyon ze sheinu medaber elo beoimed borishoinu poso vasheni. Nothing happened after the first week, and after the second week it grew. Umaya seloi, and what should you do? Yochol yitetzenu, you may think to continue on to posuk memhei. Kemoish esomak loy v'noset etzabais. No, don't do that. Tamud loy mavashova koyinu boakoyin. In Posuk Lamentes it says Veshova Koyin. In Posuk Memdalad it says Uboa Koyin. Nilmad Biyom Yeshiva, a different word, but same concept. The Koyin is returning. Ma Shiva in Posuk Lamentes. Choylet Vekoyitze Vetoch. Remove the stones. Peel around it. And put new stones in new plaster. Venoisin Leshavua. Give it another week. Af Biyo in Posuk Memdalad. Choylet Vekoyitze Vetoch. Venoisin Leshavua. Do the same process. Vim Chozal, if it comes back. Noitetz, break the house, loy chozal tohoil. And what about the third case on your piece of paper? Uminayim shem omad bozeu voze. If it stayed the same thing for 2 weeks in a row, how do I know there also? Choyletz vekoitze vetoch, venoitzen l'shavua, the same halacha applies? Tamud loy ma'al posuk memches. Our posuk says ubo. Posuk memches says vim bo yovoy. What is Posuk Memches talking about? By process of elimination, we'll figure it out. Im bepoise borishoin, it spread the first week, arekvaromo, that we saw already in Posuk Lamites. Im bepoise borsheni, also arekvaromo, that we saw in Posuk Memdalid. Hoy enoi oimer vim boyovoi, Posuk Memches must be talking about Elo im eshebo besoiv shavua rishoin, ubo besoiv shavua sheni, vero vein eloi poso. It did not spread, not the first week, and not the second week. Zeho oimed mayas eloi. What should we do? What's the halacha? So take a look at Posuk Memches for a moment. V'im bo yovo yakoin v'ro v'ine loy foso anega baboyis. Acharei teres aboyis, we establish, is talking about omad bozo boze. What does the Torah say? V'tia akoin es habayis ki nir po anoga. Your tohor. Says Rashi, Yocheli poter v'yelech, you may think, as the Posuk says, K'mo shekosuv kan v'tieres haboyis. No, don't read the Posuk that way. Because read the next words. Tamud loymar ki nir po anoga. Only if the nega was healed and removed. Lo tihalti elo ripui. It's only tor if the nega is no longer there. But over here, it's still there. It just didn't grow. Mayasaloi, so what is the halacha in the case of Posuk Memches? We learn out, Bia Amura Lamalo, it says Bia in Posuk Mem Dalid, Uba Akoin, Ubia Amura Lamatha in Posuk Mem Ches, Vim Bo Yovoy, Ma Boil Yoina in Posuk Mem Dalid, Choylet, Vikoitse Vitoch, you gotta take out the stones. peel around it and put in new stones and new plaster. We give it another week. The Gomar Luhu, how did Pasuk Mem Dalit know that? The Gomar Luhu Zeu Shiva Zeu Bia. We learned that from Pasuk Lamed Tes. Av Betach Toino Kain. So too in Pasuk Mem Ches, we'll have the same din of Choylet V'Koytze V'Toch if it was Omad Boze Uboze. Kedeis of a Tiras Kanim. This is all how the Tiras Kanim learns these Pesukim. Gomroi Shel Dovo. The bottom line is the following rules. Number one, Ein netitzo elo bechoizer benega choizer acha chalitzo vikitzua v'ticho. There is never a halacha to break the house unless you did choilet v'koitze v'toch, remove the stones, put in new ones, and then the nega came back. And the second rule, vein achoizer tzorech pisyoin, and once it comes back, you break the house even if it did not spread. This is the chronological order of the Psukim. First read Posuk Mem Gimel, Vim Yoshuv, Hanega Uporach Babois. If the Nega returns, even if it did not grow, skip to Posuk Mem Hei, Venosatz Es Habais. You have to break the house. And then Posuk Mem Vov Mem Zayin. The halachos of the house regarding tuma while the house is intact, va'aboy labayis voichel babayis, as we'll see, and then go back to posuk mem dalid, the posuk we put in brackets, ubo akoyin v'rovinei poso. What is that talking about? V'dibirakosu bo'imel borishoin shenoisen loy shavua sheni lezgeiroi uvestev shavua sheni lezgeiroi bo'v'ro sheposo. After the second week it grew. What's the halacha there? Umayaseloi choylek v'koytze v'toch v'noisen loy shavua. We learned that from Vishov HaKoyen Ubo HaKoyen. We compare Pasuk Mem Dalet to Pasuk Lametes. And then what happens? Chozal, if it returned, Noitetz, break the house. Loi Chozal, Ton Tziporim, be metayered with the birds, as we'll soon see. Shein B'negoyim, Yoyisam Mishloisha Shavuois. There is no such thing as a Hezkel for more than 3 weeks by Nigebati, or by any Negoyim for that matter. And now Rashi is coming to explain Pasuk Mem Ches. The Imboy Yovoy, that's talking about L'Soyif Shavua Sheni, after the second week of Hezgel. The Rovi Neloi Posa did not grow. Mikro Zebo Lelamed Boimed Be'inov Borishin of Hasheni. It stayed intact for 2 weeks straight. Uma Yaseloi, what is the din? Yochile Ta'arenu. You may think it's Torah automatically. Kimashmoy Shal Mikro. As the Posuk Memche says, V'tia Akoenes HaBois, but that's not true. Tamud Loimal, the next words. Kinir Po'anoga. Loi Tiyal Tiyala Azaripui. It could only become tor if the nega is totally removed, not if it just stayed without growing. Ve'in ripui, the only way it could be removed, elo habayis shehuktza ve'hutach v'lechozar nega, that you remove the stones, peel the plaster, put in new stones, and replastered it. Elo, what's the din in posuk memches? Elo zeton chalitza ve'kitzu ve'ticho v'shavu ashlishi, and you'll need a third week. V'chein ha'mikro nidrash. This they have to read posuk memches. It did not grow. What should you do? Yatichenu. You're going to have to replaster it. As the Pasuk says, acharei hitoyach. But of course, you could only replaster it after you take apart the stones and peel off the old plaster. First, you got to remove the stones and peel off the plaster. V'acharei toyach esaboyis. After you put in the new stones and replaster it, then v'tiara koyin es haboyis im lo yichozal l'soif shavua sheni. If it doesn't return after l'soif shavua, if it doesn't return after the third week, ki nir po anaga, the nega is not there; it was cured. V'im chozal kvar pichesh al achozal shaton netitza. We already told you in posuk mem gimel, whenever the nega comes back after chilutz v'kitzui. It's going to be Tomei, you're going to have to break the house, even without spreading. Posuk mem vov, v'aboy labayis, kol yimei hizgiro iso, yitmo ad horev, v'hashichei v'abayis, yichabeis es begodov, v'hoichein babayis, yichabeis es begodov. If we were to translate the posuk literally, the posuk would be differentiating between posuk mem vov. If he simply came into the house while the house is in a hesgir matzov, then he is tomei until the evening. He goes to the mikveh, nightfall comes, and he is tohor. But his clothing stay tohor. But Posuk Mem Zayin says, if he laid in the house, or if he ate in the house, then it's mitame his begodim also, then he and his begodim need to go to the mikvah. But Rashi will tell us that that is not so. Rather, it depends on the following. If a person came into the house for a short amount of time, then only he is tame and his clothing are not. But if he stayed in the house enough time that he was able to eat a certain amount of food, even if he didn't actually eat the food or he didn't actually lay down, but he was enough time in the house that he could have eaten a certain amount of food, we'll see in Rashi, then his clothing also become tame. Let's see it in Rashi. Kol yemei hisgir oisoi. Only the days that the house is locked up. V'lo yomim shekolaf nigoi. Not the days that it took to remove the stones, remove the plaster, and put the stones back in. During those times when the stones are out, then it's those days the bais menuga is not metame, because there is no nega in the house. Yochol, you may think, if that's the case, shani moitzes hamuchlot shekolaf es nigoi. Let's say you have a bais that was determined, tzoras muchlot, and you just remove the nega. Maybe then also it's not metame. Tamud loymar kol yemei. That's marbe. That once it's muchlot, it's not going to help you to peel away the nega. The bais is tome, and it will be metame. Yitmo ad ho'erev melamed shein metame begodim. For simply walking into the house, your clothing are not tome, only you. Yochoi lafilu sho bechde achilas pras. You may think that that's true. Even if you stuck in the house, you were in the house for the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. Tamud loymar the next pasuk. Ve'ho'ichel ba'bayis yechabes begodov. Whoever eats in the house, his clothing are also tame. Ein yelo oichel. Maybe that's only if you literally ate. What about shoichev? If you just laid there. Tamud loymar va'shoichev ba'bayis also yechabes begodov. Ein yelo oichel va'shoichev. If you ate or slept. Let's say you didn't eat and you didn't lie down. You were just in the house for enough amount of time in order to be able to eat a pras, a half a loaf. Tamud loymar, yechabes, yechabes, ribo. Posuk mem zayis says yechabes twice. It could have combined it and said, vashriche babais, behoichel babais, yechabes begodov. Why did it split it into two yechabes? To be marbe, even somebody that did not eat and did not lay down. So why does it say lying down and eating? To give a shear for a shoichev or anybody who enters the house, that you have to be there enough amount of time to be able to eat a half a loaf of bread in order to be metame begodim. Posuk memches vein bo yovoi hakoyhein verove hinei. Rashi explained this pasuk above, that we're talking about if the kohen comes after the second week and he sees that loy posa nega babois, it did not grow for 2 weeks straight, it stayed intact. Here you have to add in a couple words, which we darshan from vim bo yovoi, comparing it to Ubo HaKoyen in Posuk Mem Dalit. Here you need to be choylet v'koytze v'toch. Take out the stones, peel this plaster around it, and then put in new stones and replaster. And then, acharei toyach es haboyis, after the house was replastered, and it did not come back, v'tiyach HaKoyen es habayis, ki nirpo anoga. The nega is no longer there. The Koyen can now be metaher the house with the following process. The following process of the taharo of the bayis hamenuga is identical to the taharo of the metzuro we saw at the beginning of the parasha. Ve'lokach lechateis habayis shetei tziporim ve'etz erez ushnitzoi la'as ve'izoiv ve'shochat es hatzipoi ho'echos el keli cheres al mayim chayim ve'lokach es etz ho'erez ve'es ho'izoiv ve'ei sheni hatoi la'as. Above in Posuk Vov, Rashi made a drosha that the Tzipor HaChayo is separate from the Eitz Eresh, Nitilas, and Ezoiv. They are bundled together, while the Tzipor HaChayo is not bundled, because it says yikach oisa, separating them. But over here, the pasuk lists it in one long list. Does that mean over here they are bundled together? Any idea? Either way, you dip it into the dama tzipur hashchuta in the spring water in the klicheres, and you spritz it on the house 7 times. And he should cleanse the house, a spiritual cleansing, with this process, namely the blood of the dead bird and mixed into the Maim Chaim and the live bird, and the Eitz Erez Ezev Shnitei Las. Interesting, here the pasuk reverses the order. Here Ezev comes before Shnitei Las, all the times above. I'm sorry, here and in the pasuk Nun Aleph, it reverses the order from the previous times where it has Ezev at the end. Pasuk Nun Aleph, and here it puts Ezev before Shnitei Las. I don't know what the significance is. Pasuk Nun Gimel veshilach es hatzipor achayo el michutz lo'ir el pnei hasodeh v'chiper al habayis v'toheir. And then the Kohen should set the bird, the live bird, free and send it outside the city to the fields. Above, in Posuk Zion, it doesn't say to send the Pitzbir Achayo el Michutz lo'ir. And why is that? Of course, they're Michutz la'machane. They're outside the cities anyways. So we are outside the city. Over here, we're inside the city. You send the bird outside the city. And then the Kohen should be mechaper on the house, and it will become tohor. Posuk nun daled zois ha-toiro l'chol nega ha-tzora'as v'lanosek. These are the halachos of nega tzora'as on oil boso, on the skin, v'lanosek, which is on the hair of the head and on the beard. Ule tzora'as ha-beged v'labois, tzora'as ha-beged, at the end of Parashat Tazria, and tzora'as ha-bais, we just learned, Velaseis, Velasapachas, Velabehores. Chazal learned these are the 4 maros of Negoim. Seis and Sapachas are 2 head categories. Sapachas is a subcategory. Sapachas has a Seis, Sapachas has a Behores. And as I mentioned, I'm not sure how Rashi learned it at the beginning of Tazria. Could be Rashi learns the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's 3 maros Negoim, but I'm not sure. Posuk Nun Zayin Elehoirois, B'yoim HaTomei, B'yoim HaTohoir. And to teach us how to paskin, on which days will the person be tomei, and which days will the person be toil, similarly to the begen and the bais. Zois toiras hatzoroas. Says Rashi, lo yiris biyoyim hatomei. The day is not tomei, and the day is not tohor. Rather, eize yoyim metaharoi, veize yoyim metamaoi. Which days is he or it tohor, and which days are they tomei? Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Metzora, Hilchos Tzora'as Habayis.